Between 2001 and 2010, Wisconsin lost more than 54,000 manufacturing jobs to China. Rob Scott is Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Research for the Labor-Friendly Economic Policy Institute. He blames a growing trade deficit with China for many of the manufacturing industry's economic woes. Scott says Wisconsin ranks among those states hardest hit and that the trade deficit is a national problem with real consequences.
The loss of these manufacturing jobs has really taken the heart out of the manufacturing sector, which has hurt the middle class, especially in a manufacturing state like Wisconsin.
Despite the grim picture painted by Scott's report, Wisconsin manufacturers have created 12,000 jobs in the past year, according to Dennis Winters, the state's Department of Workforce Development chief economist. He says he does expect this trend to continue.
And the status of the manufacturing industry in Wisconsin right now is pretty good. I mean, it's one of the drivers that's helping Wisconsin's economy move forward. And it's true at the national level, too.
To ensure the trend continues, Winter says the state has to make sure worker retraining remains a priority. Lindsay Moon, Wisconsin Public Radio.